Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. We're off to Troy, and we start here with girls basketball coach. That is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, we've obviously talked each and every week, and now a couple games since the last time we spoke, and a couple close defeats. It was Washington County on Friday, dropping that one 47-42, and then always a tough place to play is at Centralia. Tuesday night, Panthers win that one 46-37. Take us back, kind of the overall takeaways this last week and the couple games with Washington County and Centralia.
Hey, yeah, you know, 5-9 on the season now overall, and 8 of those 9 losses have been by 10 points or less. So kind of frustrating. We just can't get over the hump. I like the fact that we're in more competitive games this year. We're avoiding the blowouts. D West is the only team that's really blown us out this year. They beat us by 29 earlier. Last year we had four, even last year when we won 9 games overall, we had 4 or 5 at least of those 30-point blowouts. So we're playing more competitively. Just can't get over the hump. Some untimely shooting. We had a lead at half in both the games. Then Washington County beat us by 6 in the fourth quarter, and we obviously lose by 5. Just had a bad second quarter in that game also. Harper Westline had 19 points, 10 rebounds against Washington County at home, so she had a good performance. Just no second score to really step up that game. We also had 18 turnovers against Washington County, so some of the things that led to it. And just some lack of knowledge about where their returning all-league player, the Hoover girl, was. She had 25 against us. And, you know, we just have to figure out where she's at and communicate better. She got some open looks, and we weren't in the right position against Centralia last night. Second time we played them this year, and the second time they didn't shoot the ball real well, and we couldn't take advantage to try to upset them or knock them off. We haven't beat them for quite a while and had a couple of chances this year already, and we shoot 4 for 22 from 3 last night, and those shots didn't fall. I know it's not something they can control. The girls aren't trying to miss shots. I thought our effort and our willingness to win last night, wanting to win, wanting to beat Centralia, was there. Just didn't make shots down the stretch. Had a 5-point lead at halftime. They outscored 30-16 in the second half, so they really kicked it in, and we just couldn't make shots. Had some nice looks. Ball just didn't go in the hole. Just kind of the way it is sometimes. If we compete like we did last night, and the ball starts going in the hole, we'll be a tough out come March.
And that's one thing we've talked about, or maybe even a couple of times throughout the course of the season. I know you've really liked, at times, your team's defensive effort, but the offense has just been inconsistent. Has that just been kind of the story this year so far?
Yeah, it has been. And our scoring's up, you know, from the last, even from last year, in the last 4 or 5 years for sure, we're averaging about 44 points a game. And you would think that might correlate to a better record than 5-9, but, you know, we played a tough schedule, as always, and now we're giving up about 44 a game, where we were giving up a little over 50 a game before this month. So defensively, we've been better, and still we have played good enough defense the last 2 games, even probably to win. Ball just didn't go in the hole when it needed to towards the end of the game to finish things off. So really need to work on just finishing games off, trying to find that way to win a game. And I think once we get that confidence, maybe we can have to be a really good team by the end of this thing.
Well, once you flip the calendar over from January to February, that's really kind of the crunch time moment. That's where we hit the final stretch of the season, the final few weeks of the regular season, and you just kind of want to see and where your team can improve, and you want to be playing your best basketball here down this stretch. You get a Lynn team that's been in and out of the rankings this year. They're 9-6. You get them on Friday. They're coming off a win against Washington County on Tuesday. They won that one by 21. The challenge is there. What do they present on Friday?
Hey, yeah, size and length. Oh, my goodness. And I mean, we haven't rebounded well against teams that we even match up with, and most teams were very much shorter than. So this one, for sure, one of the biggest, tallest, longest teams in the league, going to be tough to get points in the paint. We're really going to have to be physical and rebound the ball and try to keep them out of the paint. They got a good guard, too, and Bot that can make 3. So going to be a really tough trip for us Friday night, but I just hope we really go out there and compete and start keeping the grind to go uphill in that way of that wanting to win. I would love to coach a team, you know, if they're really wanting to win and they're competing, I can coach them even if that ball's not going in the hole, you know, and try to get over the hump, try to make this game close in the fourth quarter if we can, and see if we can't pull something out out there, you know, Friday night, but it will be tough because of their size and their length.
There it is, Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper joining us here tonight, as always, each and every week, coming off a loss to Centralia Tuesday, back to it on Friday, a tough test at Lynn. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Appreciate it.